All right, let's get into it. In this lesson, we're going to take one drum brake, or one drum rack, and turn it into a flexible jungle and old-school DNB editing workflow using macro controls in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. Instead of manually tweaking 100 tiny automation moves, we'll build a setup where a few knobs can shape the brake into different versions. So one version can be tight and controlled for an intro, another can be heavier and dirtier for the drop, and another can be more open, more filtered, or more effect-heavy for fills and transitions. And that's really important in drum and bass, especially jungle and old-school styles, because the drums often carry the energy of the whole track. A good break edit can make a loop feel like it's evolving every 4 or 8 bars, without you having to rewrite the whole pattern. That sense of motion is what keeps the tune alive. So first, choose a short drum source. A single break sample is perfect, or you can use a small group of drum hits inside a drum rack. If you're just starting out, a 4-bar immense-style loop is a great place to begin. If you don't have one already, grab any punchy drum loop from Ableton's browser and slice it later. Keep your session organized right away. Rename your tracks, color-code them, and if you're working with multiple drum elements, group them into one drum group. That sounds basic, but honestly, in DNB, drum editing can get messy fast. If your setup is clean, you can move faster and make better decisions. Now let's build the tone of the drums. On your drum group or break track, add a few stock Ableton devices in this order: EQ8, Drum Boss, Saturator, and optionally Glue Compressor. Start gentle. With EQ8, only clean up any unnecessary sub rumble if you need to, maybe somewhere around 20 to 35 Hz. With Drum Boss, keep drive and crunch moderate at first. With Saturator, use a small amount of drive and turn soft clip on. And if you use Glue Compressor, keep it light. You want control, not crushed to death drums. The key idea here is that this is not the final sound yet. Think of it as a drum tone rack. We're building a flexible foundation that can be pushed around later with macros. Now group those devices into an audio effect rack. That gives you macro controls, and that's where the real workflow starts to get fun. Map a few important parameters to your macros. A good beginner's setup could be something like this: one macro for break tone, one for punch, one for dirt, one for glue, one for air, one for width, one for fill effects, and one for break open. For example, break tone could control your filter or EQ brightness. Punch could control drum bus drive. Dirt could control saturator drive. Glue could control compression amount. Air could bring in a little top-end boost or reverb send. Width could control stereo width on hats or top layers. Fill effects could increase delay or reverb send. And break open could be your main filter cutoff or similar movement control. If you're using a single break sample, auto filter is really useful here. Map cutoff and maybe a little resonance to a macro, and keep the range sensible. You want movement, not chaos. In DNB, control matters more than extreme settings. Now let's make the break evolve. Add auto filter before or after your tone devices and map the cutoff to a macro. That lets you create a darker intro version, a brighter drop version, or a rising build version. For intros, you can close the low-pass filter down a bit, maybe cutting the top end so it sits around 3 to 8 kHz. Then, when the drop comes in, open it up so the drums feel bigger and more alive. You can also add a little transient emphasis. Drum Boss has transient control, and that can help the snare crack and kick-click cut through better. On jungle and old-school breaks, even a small transient lift can make the groove feel more alive without adding more notes. That's the magic of the style. Contrast, a darker, filtered phrase before the drop makes the open section feel way bigger, even if the pattern barely changes. Next, let's add some parallel crush. This is a classic move for DNB. Inside the rack, make a second chain or duplicate the original and process it more aggressively with saturator, redux or overdrive, drum bus, and maybe the compressor. Keep this chain lower in volume than the clean chain. You're not replacing the drum sound, you're layering grit underneath it. Map a macro called Crush Blend to the volume of that chain. That way you can bring in extra aggression only when you want it. This works great for heavier drops, rougher jungle edits, and fills that need more attitude. Just watch the low end. If the crushed layer starts muddying the kick, filter some low frequencies out of it. Now for fills and transitions, create return tracks. One return can be a short reverb, and the other can be a tempo sync delay. On the reverb, keep the decay fairly short and dark. On the delay, use short feedback and filtered repeats, maybe sync to 1/8 or 1/16 for quick rhythmic energy. Then map a macro in your drum rack or group called FillFX to the send amount. Use it sparingly. Keep it at zero most of the time, then bring it up a little at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. That little snare throw, tom hit, or break stab with a touch of delay or reverb can make the whole section feel arranged instead of just looped. And this brings us to the biggest workflow win of all. Automate the macros, not every single device. In arrangement view, draw automation for your macros instead of separately automating filter cutoff, saturation, reverb, and compression all over the place. That keeps your arrangement cleaner and makes it easier to perform or tweak later. For example, during the first 4 bars of an intro, you could keep the break darker and tighter. Then in bars 5 and 6, slowly open the filter and add a little punch. In bar 7, bring in more fill effects. Then in bar 8, open everything up and maybe add some extra crush right before the drop. That's a very DNB way to think. Intro is controlled. Drop is open and assertive. Transition is where small changes create tension. If you want, you can also duplicate the clip and make several versions. A clean loop, a filtered loop, a heavier loop, and a fill loop. Then use the macros to make each one do a slightly different job. That's a really practical old-school workflow. One clip handles the main groove, another has more hat energy, another is snare heavy, and another gives you a 1-bar turnaround with a delay tail. You can even use clip envelopes for tiny edits like ghost note levels or little filter sweeps. And if you're working with a drum rack, you can make one pad a fill hit and another a transition crash. That way you can move between sections without rebuilding the whole beat. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make one macro do too much. Keep each one focused. Don't overcrush the break. Use parallel blending instead. Don't ignore low-end separation. Keep the kick solid and clean up other layers gently. And don't automate everything too dramatically. In jungle and old-school DNB, subtle movement often sounds more authentic than huge over-the-top sweeps. Here's a good rule for beginners. Think of your macros as performance handles, not just mix controls. Each knob should let you create a small drama in the drums. Maybe the snare gets sharper, the hats get narrower, the loop gets dustier, and then everything opens back up again. That's the feel we're chasing. So to wrap it up, the workflow is this. Build a clean drum foundation, group it into a rack, map a few focused macros, use filter movement, transient control, grit, and fill effects to create variation, then automate those macros in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so the drums help move the arrangement forward. If you can make one break feel like multiple sections with just a few well-mapped macros, you're already working like a DNB producer. Now here's your practice challenge. Load one break. Build an audio effect rack. Map at least 4 macros, duplicate the loop into intro, drop, and fill versions, then automate those macros over 8 bars. Keep it darker and tighter at the start, more open in the middle, and more effects heavy at the end. Then listen back and ask yourself, does the drop feel bigger, do the fills feel intentional, and does the break still stay clear in mono? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. If it sounds muddy, pull back the crush before anything else. Alright, that's your macro workflow for jungle and old-school DNB drum editing in Ableton Live 12. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and let the drums do the talking.